I'm actually gonna compare all three. So, in the Philippines, there's a lot of people there that are nice, and they're, but I remember mostly having drunk people around me all the time, and it was almost like a ghetto where you walked in a corner and there was a group of people. They weren't really gangs, but they were a group of people. They're friends, and then they're always sitting around in that same spot every day, every night, just drinking and laughing and partying. But they didn't, they were all wearing shorts and they looked poor, but they were still having a good time. In Daly City, I saw a lot of gang members. I would really, that thing would be the closest that I've ever seen to a ghetto, where they would be drinking, they would be smoking, but they weren't always in the same places at the same time. And then here in South San Francisco, everybody just minds their own business, and except for a couple of the teenagers sometimes, where they're messing around and they get into trouble. But I see more police. It's more strict here than it was in Daly City and in the Philippines. And for like every little wrong thing that you do here, a cop would always be there just watching you. And it was just really bad because both my brothers have been suspended versus me. I've never been suspended at all. My one of my brothers, he's 18 right now. He went to jail for like 1 weekend, and because he kind of sold a gun to his friend, and the school found out, and they searched him, and he went to jail that night for that night, and then the weekend, and then right now he can't even get a job until he's out of the court, until the court dismisses his case. And then my younger brother, he's in a gangs list right now because of the friends that he hangs out with. They're considered gang members. One guy I know, he is a gang member. He's a Tongan Crip, and he's like my brother's best friend, my youngest brother's best friend, but you can't really turn your back on friends, but no matter what. And my brother is not into gangs, but he just is just his friend. He can't really let him go like that. So my brother got in trouble for hanging out with that gang member, and he's in a gangs list right now. He got suspended a couple of months ago, and then now he can't even walk around the campus of his school at El Camino, or just see that guy at all around campus.